I dropped it over
there. Where my ball? There are many, many stories that have built up over the years of kids being asked questions in Harlem as they carry a little cross stick on the subway, including, what is that thing, a fishing pole?
Charles Gildahouse, a board member of an organization called Harlem Lacrosse and Leadership, is one of the people responsible for children in Harlem mystifying their friends on the subway. Gildahouse, who is also president of the youth lacrosse organization in Concord, Massachusetts, where he and his family live, spoke with me on a recent Sunday afternoon on the lacrosse field at Lincoln Sudbury Regional High School. There, 6th and 7th and 8th grade boys from Concord and some of Boston's other western suburbs had formed teams with players from Harlem's Frederick Douglass Academy.
Because we've done this trip 4 years in a row, the word Concord, they tell me, down in the schools, is almost a mythical word, that you get to go on the Concord trip this year. And the teachers have told me whenever they need to get the attention of the kids in class, they say one word, Concord. And silence, and everyone looks around.
Concord may have mythical implications now, but according to Charles Gildahouse's wife, Pamela, a driving force in the event they call the One Nation Tournament, at first, the trip just seemed scary.
We picked the kids up. They arrived in Concord in the pitch black, and they got off the bus, and everyone was quiet, shy, and very fearful. And we put them in our car, and they looked out the window at all the trees, and this one boy said, "Oh my gosh, are there wolves in these forests?" And then I pulled the car up into the garage, and another one said, "You put the car right inside the house?"
During her first experience hosting the boys from New York, Pamela Gildahouse and her husband took in 12 lacrosse players. Ms. Gildahouse became concerned about the only one of the dozen who wasn't active and loud.
And this one boy was sitting really quietly in a chair reading a book. And I said, "Are you okay? And he said, "No, I'm just in the middle of a really great book." And my daughter, who was 11 at the time, said, "Oh my gosh, I'm reading the same book."
Thus did the hosts and the visitors begin learning they had more in common than enthusiasm for lacrosse. And according to Charles Gildahouse, the program, which includes mentoring and academic tutoring, has helped generate better grades, higher test scores, and improved self-discipline among the students from New York, some of whom he characterized as at risk.
So teams 3 and 6 right here.
On the field on that wet and windy Sunday, Andrew, a Wellesley resident who said he'd been playing lacrosse for 6 years, was praising the skills of a New Yorker named Elijah and his friends, who'd first picked up sticks just a couple of months ago.
I mean, they're doing amazing. If I had to guess, if I didn't know how long they've been playing, I would guess like a few years. I mean, they're amazing.
How's that make you feel?
Good.
I asked Elijah whether competing with the more experienced Massachusetts players was a challenge.
Well, he's on my team, so.
You're smiling. I guess you think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Two fields over, a youngster named Jordan, who lived in the Bronx, had taken a break from the game just to look around.
Well, it's really nice, very quiet, has beautiful little land, like nice tall trees and all that.
Jordan hadn't been playing lacrosse for long, but he'd already been encouraged to see the game as an opportunity.
I plan to go to high school and play it so that I could get an opportunity for college or something like that, or get a professional career in it.
The children from Harlem and the Bronx are not the only players who've experienced away games. Some of the Massachusetts players have traveled by van to the Frederick Douglass Academy in Harlem, where, according to Pamela Gildahouse, their eyes got as big as saucers.
The whole experience was just eye-opening for everybody. I mean, a lot of the chaperones, too. They pulled into the FDA school, and, you know, there are big gates locked behind the vans. And they got inside, and, you know, they were met with just a very warm welcome.
The One Nation Tournament is an annual event. The contact between the lacrosse players in Massachusetts and those from New York is necessarily fleeting. Though the program has raised considerable scholarship money for the students at the Frederick Douglass Academy, it may be that its most significant achievement is impossible to quantify. Pamela Gildahouse talked about that achievement as the lacrosse games went on around us and the wind tried to scatter her words.
They really find a spot in our hearts. Some of them have very complicated lives. Some of them have a fabulous mom and a fabulous dad, and they're really involved and very supportive. And other kids have a more complicated family life, and I think they're just excited to make friends and meet new people who care about them.
Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabu. Our technical director is James Trout. We had help this week from Martin Kessler. Our intern is Zoe Sobel, and our senior producer is Gary Wallach. Our final word this week comes from Sharon Turlep of the Wall Street Journal, who indicates that Alabama's head football coach does not elicit envy from the locals.
When people talk about Nick Saban in Alabama, I didn't come across anyone who complained about his salary.
Well, why would they? I hear Alabama soil is great for growing celery. Oh, salary. Never mind. I'm Bill Littlefield. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
Support comes from the Melville Charitable Trust, supporting solutions to prevent and end homelessness on the web at melvilletrust.org. The Pew Charitable Trusts, working to improve the safety and transparency of financial products for consumers at pewtrusts.org. And the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, helping people build measurably better lives on the web at hewlett.org. This is NPR.